WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday night, ABC presents Woody Allen in his first TV performance in 25 years, since he created and starred in the Woody Allen special for Kraft Music Hall. This time, he's starring in Don't Drink the Water, a brand new telemovie version of his 1966 Broadway comedy. TV critic Deva Bienkuli has a review.
If you're wondering why Woody is doing this TV special, and doing it now, here's the deal. Between pictures, he was talking with his sister and her business partner, who run a TV production company based in New York. The subject of Don't Drink the Water came up, and Woody mentioned, just casually, that he always liked that play and thought it would be fun to star in the lead role now that he was old enough. The very next day, Woody's sister called back with a firm deal from ABC. If he'd make it and star in it, they'd let him do it any way he wanted and be proud to show it. So he said okay. The cast fell into place almost immediately, and after 3.5 weeks of shooting, Woody Allen had directed and starred in his first made-for-TV movie. And it's wonderful. Woody plays Walter Hollander, a caterer from New Jersey who's on vacation with his wife and daughter in an Iron Curtain country in 1961. The family is accused of spying and takes refuge in an American embassy, run at the moment by a young and very inexperienced ambassador. The communists surround the embassy, forcing the family to stay for weeks and weeks while planning an escape. Meanwhile, back in the States, Walter's catering business is being run into the ground by his partner, who accidentally served tainted meat at a party. When a movie version of Don't Drink the Water was made in 1969, without Allen's cooperation or input, it starred Jackie Gleason as Walter and Estelle Parsons as his wife. She was fine, but Gleason was miscast, too tough and loud in what was written as a more neurotic role.
Hello? Hello, Sam. How are the children?
Let me have it. Hello, Sam. Sam, I want you to hear this. I'm coming home, Sam. And when I get back, I'm going to rent a car and I'm going to run you over. Run you right over. You're through in the catering business, Sam. You're finished. You've chopped your last liver.
This new version, though, has Woody as Walter and Julie Kavner as his wife. They're perfect together, and both the laughs and the characterizations are much less forced. Here's the same scene. Judge for yourself.
Hello?
I got such a heartburn.
Yes? What? No, hold it. It's New Jersey, Sam. You be nice. We all make mistakes.
Hello. Hello, Cretan? Hello, does Cretan poison any more people, Cretan?
Well,
4 more people went. They're dropping like flies. Uh-huh. So what's happening? What'd he say? Good. The lawyer thinks they have a case. Uh-huh. Murderer? I can't hear you. Your voice is fading, murderer. Overseas operator, I can't hear the murderer.
Woody directs this ABC movie just like he directs his motion picture films. Scenes are shot in long, unbroken takes without close-ups. You get to see all the actors at the same time. And with this cast, that's a definite plus. The young diplomat is played by Michael J. Fox in his first TV role since leaving Family Ties. The Hollander's daughter is played by Mayim Bialik of Blossom, who's surprisingly good here. And as for surprises, nothing beats the casting and the performance of Dom DeLuise as a fellow refugee at the embassy. He's an absolute riot. And when he and Fox are doing a scene together, you can almost feel them feeding off each other's energy. Woody has updated his script a little, adding some jokes and deleting others. But Don't Drink the Water still works as a sort of a Woody Allen flashback. It's a quiet little delight. And if you like the Woody Allen of Bananas vintage, you'll enjoy this remake of Don't Drink the Water, too. Woody Allen is happy with the results. And so am I.
David Bienkuli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.